This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hello, I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael Cohen today. Thanks for listening. We've got several other subjects we want to touch on before we close out at the top of the hour. And joining us to talk about one of them is Judy Allen. She is with the Michigan Townships Association. Good evening, Judy.
Good evening, Kyle.
Well, the Michigan Townships Association is holding their annual conference at the Lansing Center this week, and I'm glad you are because you're giving us something to report on, and usually these conferences are during a busy time of the legislature, and I can't send anybody down there, but there are a couple of topics that I was able to send a reporter down to report on just because there's so many issues confronting townships right now. What are you hearing from members? What are they talking about?
First of all, the conference is great. I mean, we're bringing over 1,800 people to Lansing, so I think that that's great for the community in itself and great to have that many people participate in the conference. But what we're hearing a lot from our members, we're hearing a lot of issues concerning infrastructure, broadband, municipal finance, local revenue, local budgets and raising revenue, what are options possible. Questions regarding medical marijuana law that was implemented, by the legislature last year. So just a lot of different issues, a lot of things at the forefront that they are having to deal with at the local level.
How many local officials are you talking to or who are really pushing for an income tax rollback?
I have not had one township official at this conference raise the request for an income tax rollback. I would say our members are more concerned about where the revenue will come from or what that will mean in terms of the budget overall. Their concern is the last time the state hit a downturn, local units of government received a 33% cut, which is the highest cut of any area of the budget. And I think that is their main concern. If the legislature were to come forward and have a way to fund it or show where those cuts are without having a harmful impact, I can't speak for all of our officials, but I think that as long as they feel that it's sound and reasonable without drastic or draconian cuts and that the funds would be made up in some other manner, that's probably more where they are.
I'm speaking with Judy Allen. She's with the Michigan Townships Association, and I was on a panel a little earlier today with Kelly Rossman McKinney and Emily Lawler with MLive talking about the political climate in the state of Michigan and how it could relate to Michigan townships. And we did talk about the state budget and some kind of impacts and challenges that the state budget is going to be facing in 2019, 2020, and how that could impact townships. One of the arguments that you hear from time to time in the Capitol, we haven't heard it for several years now, is this whole idea of restructuring government altogether. And maybe we should just get rid of township government altogether and just go to a county government. And if you're not in the city, then you just kind of get operated on with county officials. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, first of all, I would say townships currently represent more than over half the people in the state of Michigan. We represent actually over 96% of the land mass in the state of Michigan, over 50% of the population. If you look at local units, the 100 largest units, you're going to find townships are at least 50% of the 100 largest units in the state. So we're not talking a township of a very minimal percentage. We're talking of, we have townships that exceed 100,000 in population. So you are talking about very large communities in some instances. Second, we really do, people feel very comfortable having that dialogue with their local assessor, with their local treasurer, having that accessibility, having the ability to reach out, to call them at home, see them in the store, talk to them at church. They appreciate that. And probably third, I think that if you go to a different level, you're going to lose that contact with the local residents, number one. And number two, it will cost you more money.
Explain to our listeners the difference between a township and a city. I mean, you are in East Lansing, you drive to Meridian Township. I mean, do you see much of a difference? You go into Lansing, you go into Lansing Township or Delta Township. I mean, is it just kind of a city by a different name, or is there a real difference between a township and a city?
I would say that generally townships have a lower property tax rate in terms of the millages that they pay. I would also indicate that a lot of people want that township atmosphere. I would agree that if you do drive, you may not notice where you cross the line between Lansing and Meridian, East Lansing and Meridian, or between Lansing and Delta. But it is a sense of community. It's what the residents want. For example, there is Canton Township in Wayne County. Phil LaJoy, former state legislator, supervisor there until the last election when he retired. You know, ask him. His community is 92 to maybe closer now after the next census. It'll be 96 to 98,000 people. Ask him, you know, you have huge services. You have huge benefit you provide to your members or your residents. What is it that, you know, do they... have they thought about going to be a city? And he's like, they want that autonomy. They want to be a township.
Well, and certainly you don't see a lot of movements to, you mentioned Canton Township, but Shelby Township in Macomb County is enormous. Clinton Township in Macomb County is bigger than all but about eight or seven cities in the entire state. And
they exceed 100,000 in population.
It's simply amazing. And so it seems if they're comfortable with that level of government and they don't feel like they need to be incorporated into a city, it seems like it's working. That to me, it might seem like if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I would concur with that. And just to back up on something you said earlier, it was a great panel discussion this morning, Kyle.
Well, thank you. Well, we tried to make it lively anyway to touch on the political issues that we're seeing here at the state capitol. And in the process, kind of feel where the townships are and where some of their concerns are. I think one of the feedback items that I got back from that township discussion was an encouragement for township members to work with their state legislators and people to talk with their state officials and express their concerns if it is about their roads or if there's another issue that they're passionate about, to let their members of the legislature know. Because I found that most state legislators in the state are very receptive and really do listen to the public. There's not many hardcore ideologues who are just going to shut the door on a township official. They like listening to the folks who are closest to the people and the people themselves and are very receptive to what they have to say.
Interesting. I mean, our conference theme this year is come together. It's learn together, work together, and grow together. And we really have been talking with our members about, you know, those issues about learning together, growing together, et cetera. And it helps better, you know, it helps them better serve the residents. And again, I mean, in terms of, you know, working with the legislature, it's, you know, reaching out to them and having that communication, building that trust, and having that dialogue. Because if they don't, someone else is.
One last question for you here, Judy, before I let you go. I had our reporter, Mike Malott, sit in on a roads discussion where the topic was just thrown out about whether we should just give the townships and cities, give them the authority over the roads, since they take most of the complaints from people anyway. When there's a pothole, they call their city, or if they're in a township, they call their township. So why don't we just have the townships take care of it, because folks don't know what a county road is from a state road to a township road?
That is something, I mean, there has been some discussion, because when you look collectively, I would guesstimate right now that townships are contributing in excess of $200 million to local roads, because the county road commissions under PA 51 get X amount of money. And as you know, that's been, you know, kind of in a holding pattern for a number of years. And with the reform, hopefully we'll see increase, but there's such a need for it that the budgets are stretched so thin that they have gone to the townships and said, if you want this done, this is what you will have to pay to do this. So some of our townships have said, you know, maybe we need to take this over. Is there a possibility that we can look at that? You know, we wanted to put it out there for a discussion, and that's why it was a session at our conference. What are all the things that you need to look at? If you were funded under PA 51, would that be enough money, or would you still have to come up with, you know, at least 50% or more to meet what you would get from state if you have that? What about the liability aspect?
Yeah,
so we wanted that general discussion. We wanted our members to hear all aspects of it and go forward from there. And, you know, we do have our policy platform, which it's member-driven. We have two more days of conference, and tomorrow we have the state treasurer coming in. We have Chris Thomas from Elections coming in. We have a legislative panel coming in. And then Friday wraps up our conference where the policy platform, which gives our board and the staff of MTA the direction on what we will do on their behalf in terms of legislative changes.
We're talking with Judy Allen. She is with the Michigan Townships Association. Thanks for joining us on the Capital City Recap this evening.
Thank you, Kyle. My pleasure.